Well, the Pentagon has unveiled a new medal to honor soldiers who successfully launch cyber attacks or remote-controlled drone strikes. The Defense Secretary Leon Panetta has announced the new award, which has been called the Distinguished Warfare Medal. He said the medal glorifies troops playing a crucial role in modern warfare with high-tech weapons far from the front line. The U.S. uses drones to assassinate targets in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, and Somalia. Now, it has said the unmanned aircraft target militants, but evidence on the ground shows many civilians, including women and children, have died in those raids. Human rights groups have condemned the assassination drone strikes. And to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Gordon Duff, who is the senior editor of Veterans Today, who is joining us now via Skype from Ohio. Mr. Duff, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, you know, this almost seems like a sick joke. You know, this administration essentially not only trying to legalize drone attacks, but now trying to glorify them.
Well, the idea of issuing a medal for being 5,000, 8,000, 10,000 miles away from a battlefront is nothing new. You know, you could criticize, and certainly everyone is, the idea that the United States is going to be giving, they call it the Geek Medal, cyber warriors, people playing video games with people's lives. But I have perhaps a broader view of this. The pilots that we have flying high-speed, high-altitude jets using standoff weapons are at no different risk than the people in Las Vegas running the joysticks. And those pilots go home with a chest full of medals, too. They've suffered no danger of any kind. They live in relative safety and comfort and certainly make far more money. The entire idea of heroism, military awards, sacrifice is totally a con. It's they've been selling this to people for really hundreds of years or longer, and this is just one more insult that goes further than anything before.
So, Mr. Duff, you know, I wanted to ask you, in fact, about the American population. Do you believe they're sold on these drone wars, which essentially are wars that are taking place at arm's length from them?
The American population forgot these wars were going on 5 years ago. They're not reported in the paper. During the recent hearings for the nomination of Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, there was no mention of any war going on. They were interested in his attitudes about Israel, his investments. No one mentioned Afghanistan. We see nothing in the paper. No one wants to hear about it. And certainly there's no interest in members of the military, their welfare, veterans and their families, their welfare. We hear nothing of it, and the population, frankly, to be honest, could care less.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor at Veterans Today, speaking to us live from Ohio. Sir, as always, we appreciate your insight.